Hello.
Welcome to Tom and Lorenzo's Pop Style Opinion Fest.
We're here to render judgment on the worlds of celebrity, pop culture, television, and fashion.
Strap yourselves in for some hardcore opinionating, darlings.
This is Tom and Lorenzo's Pop Style Opinion Fest.
We're Tom and Lorenzo.
And this is the Pop Style Opinion Fest. Hello, kittens. Welcome back to another edition of the PSO. I am the T in your T-Lo, Tom Fitzgerald. I'm here with the new in your T-Lo, Lorenzo Marquez, my lovely husband.
Hello.
And it is love in the time of Corona here. We are in the midst of it, people. And our job, as we see it, is not to really focus on what's going on outside the walls of our homes right now, but to keep you guys entertained and
do the best we can. Yeah,
keep you guys distracted and keep you guys calm. We're not here to foster panic or talk about the politics of it or anything like that. And in fact, we will be talking about pop culture stuff throughout this podcast. So we're not going to totally focus on the pandemic, but it's kind of hard not to. It colors every single conversation in life right now.
Right.
It's hard. There's no way we could do a podcast this week that wasn't going to be somewhat centered on the idea. So, yeah. Lorenzo, how are you doing during the lockdown?
It's a challenge because, you know, we have family members who are nurses. So we have our own family things going on.
We have not just nurses, but occupational therapists and speech therapists.
So they're all going to hospitals and, you know, they're our family. So it's concerning and we're texting them all the time. We have text groups and everything. So, you know, we're doing the family part, but at the same time, we're trying here to keep the site going because we've been getting lovely emails. Thank you so much. And comments on Twitter that they're so thankful that we're still doing what we're doing. And I mean, this is our job, you know, and we're lucky that we can work from home and then we keep doing what we're doing. It's a challenge to come up with content every day, but we're doing our best and we're going to keep doing our best until things get better.
We've been very concerned about our family members who are going into the healthcare system all week, and we salute them and thank them.
Yes.
But I also want to give a shout out to my sister Nora, who represents all of those parents, to us, represents all of those parents out there who are suddenly working from home and are supposed to be responsible for their child's education. She's home with a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. And my sister has a very demanding job. And I know a lot of women and a lot of parents are in that boat right now. And I sympathize. Unless you're trained as a homeschooling parent or as a teacher, it is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to suddenly be faced with the idea that, I have to provide my child 6 to 8 hours of instruction and educational time 5 days a week. And I'm bringing this up first because I salute everyone who's going through that. That is insanely hard. And also, just as a note to those of you who might not be going through it, but you know someone who is, I say this not to like pat myself on the back, but as a suggestion. We went on to Amazon this week and just, you know, bought a bunch of educational packs, activity booklets, things like that. There's a little vocabulary book for my 2-year-old niece, and we had it shipped off to their house. Just any sort of educational tools or activity sets. And Amazon's really good. I know we don't all love Amazon, but the fact of the matter is that's how you're going to get things. I think in the current situation, that's how you can get things from one place to another, is order them on Amazon and send them to whoever's you're sending them to. But that's my little tip for the week, is if you know anybody who's going through that, either ask them to start an Amazon wish list of educational toys or just take it upon yourself. And some of the stuff is not that expensive. And you're putting money into the economy, so that's not bad either, although I don't think Amazon needs any money. That's it for that on the personal level. We're doing okay. We are fully stocked on food. We have a leg up on a lot of people because Lorenzo and I have been working from home as a couple for 15 years now, and the nature of our job for the last 10 plus years as publishers and bloggers is it's a 12-hour job, so per day. So we're actually very used to being in and hunkering down and working like this without much contact with the outside world. So that part hasn't been hard. We've had to give up our workouts, of course. And again,
that's minor.
Yeah, you know, in terms of what everyone else is facing. I mean, I haven't even gotten into things like the people who are just completely losing their jobs and their level of income. We had our groceries delivered this week and we tipped insanely high. Lorenzo had to cancel a beard appointment last weekend, but you made sure that the guy got a healthy tip.
Right.
So, and I'm actually going to contact the woman who cuts my hair. Because that's the other thing. We're all going to look hilarious at about 3 weeks when none of us can get our hair cut or dyed or anything. But I'm going to contact her and say, can I Venmo you some money until we're able to meet?
Right.
Because these people aren't making any money at all.
Right. I have a personal trainer once a week, and he got his monthly fee. We're trying our best here to make sure that people have some money. I mean, it's not going to last forever.
But, doing
our best.
This week, I don't love the idea of ordering food in this climate. I'm sorry, I don't love it. But I think to support local restaurants, we might order a pizza or something just so someone's getting some money in the local economy.
Just make sure you're safe and you
don't order sandwiches. Order stuff that's really cooked.
Just make sure you protect yourself and you protect the ones delivering the food because they're knocking on everybody's doors. So
and
make
tip
sure,
them really generously.
Right. So we appreciate everyone right now for doing their best.
Not that we're trying to lecture anybody. Hunker down and figure it out. We're all trying to figure it out. Lorenzo and I, like I said, we are small business owners who work from home. We're used to this. We don't have children. So we don't have to deal with that. So in many ways, we're doing, better than most, which is why we feel we're able to do things like tip people or send money to people who are hurting right now.
Right.
Or buying gifts for people who are stuck at home.
And Tom, it's been baking.
Like a mother. Oh, my goodness. I have done. Well, the thing is, we were dieting for this book tour that we were going to do. And we were trying to fit into our cute little shirts and everything. And then literally the day we canceled our Washington, D.C., which was last Thursday, we canceled that appearance. And I turned to him and I was like, look, we took the horns on this one, but every appearance after this is going to get canceled for us. So let's eat. So yes, every appearance was canceled. And I have baked in the last week. This is almost embarrassing. I baked a loaf of bread, a loaf of Irish soda bread, a yellow layer cake with peanut butter cream filling and a chocolate ganache.
I forgot about that one.
Frosting. And I did a coconut custard pie yesterday. And I did waffles the other morning.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
And I actually tweeted last night. I was like, okay, tomorrow I promise I will eat a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
I will eat a vegetable today. We are fully stocked up on food, so we don't have to eat all this junk all the time. People want to know where I got my recipes, so I will put the cake and the pie recipe in the post for this. The cake is a Martha Stewart. The pie is a Bon Appetit. People wanted to know about my Sicilian aunt's meatball recipe last week that I spoke about in passing. There's no real recipe like a lot of Sicilian aunts and grandmas. It's a handful of this and a bit of that. But I'll tell you this. She uses the beef, veal, pork combination for her meatballs. If you don't want to do that, I actually tend to just use the beef and it's fine. She, per a pound of meat, she uses only one egg to bind it and really a little bit more than a half a cup of breadcrumbs, maybe 3/4 of a cup of breadcrumbs to a pound of meat. Salt, pepper, oregano, that is the only thing she does to her meatballs, except she does the Sicilian thing of she puts raisins in her meatballs, which if that sounds disgusting to you, okay, fine, but put them aside and put them in the sauce. It makes a difference. If you put wine in your sauce, what's the difference of putting some dried up grapes in there as well? It sweetens the sauce tremendously. So, okay, the meatballs, very simple. And then you brown them in a cast iron pan with some diced up onion. And then you dump the whole oily mess into a bowl and put it in your refrigerator for a day. The next day you take it out, you dump it into a pot, say 2 large cans of diced tomatoes one small can of tomato paste, some wine and some raisins, some salt, pepper, and your spices, and that's it. That's her entire recipe. And then you simmer that for hours. And all the cold fat from the onions and the meatballs, all that congealed fat slowly releases into the sauce. And it is like velvet after about 3 hours. That's my Sicilian aunt's meatball. Oh, and put the raisins in. If you want, you can fish them out, but they really, really do something to the sauce, especially if you're using them in combination with red wine. All right, so...
Wow, and we'll be right back after the commercial.
I know, this is such a cooking show. Hey, we're doing what we can to provide y'all with content during this time.
I just want to go back, just one more thing about your sister Nora. She came up with something sweet that she made a list of all the family members available.
And friends
to Facebook her daughters. So they have a list of names, and so they send an email to them ahead of time to make sure.
No, they pull the names out of a hat every day.
Oh, I see. And then they email the people, right, to make sure
in the morning, and they say, you have been chosen. You have time today to talk
know.
To them.
So so Charlotte called Tom and read a story, read a book.
Yeah, it was really
cute. It was just
cute.
The sweetest thing. So... You know, and it's a great way to keep us, you know, still together and seeing each other. Even
my siblings and I are planning a teleconference.
Yes.
We're actually all going to get on Zoom with, you know, a drink and chat our way through what we've all been doing for the last 2 weeks. But enough about that. Let's talk about our book. No, the book tour continues apace. We are actually very, very lucky, all things considered.
Yes, we are.
It was very heartbreaking to give up the tour, and we talked about that last week, and I'm not going to focus on it this week because in the grand scheme of things, it is nothing compared to what other people are going through. But we have been very, very lucky. We've always been very lucky as bloggers. We've had a large following of people in the media who journalists and writers and editors have followed us since the Project Runway days.
Right.
I don't know why, but we've always fostered good relationships with people, and several people have stepped up who work in media to help us promote the book. We had a piece this week in Vanity Fair, a really lovely
piece by
Katie Rich.
It is amazing.
Yes. Who reached out to us and did a lovely interview with us about our plans and about the book. And then we did a book chat thing yesterday or 2 days ago, like a video Skype thing with Avery Flynn. We're putting that on our site. And we sat down with someone from Variety yesterday who interviewed us about the book. And we are so thankful. I actually said to Lorenzo yesterday morning after the Variety interview, I said, okay, I have decided that I am not going to obsess about the book anymore because it was really hard. It was like, oh my God, we put all this work into it and now it's over. And there is still with an impending recession and everything and an uncertainty going on outside, there is still a lot of fear on our parts that the book won't sell as much as we want it to. It's doing well. We hope you guys will continue to support it. And we are just very, very lucky that there's interest in it. That every single review has been just a gushing five-star review.
I do want to thank everyone. People are posting stories on Instagram showing the book, and that is so lovely. You have no idea how much that means to us.
It means so much to us.
We appreciate that so much, and thank you. Thank you for taking the time right now.
Yeah, in the middle of everything.
Yes, to send those to us, and we appreciate it. And the thing about the book tour, and I don't want to talk too much about it, but the thing about the book tour the reason why we're looking forward so much to it is that it's our chance to meet you guys, and that's kind of like taken away. I mean, it's not just selling books. It's meeting you guys. Like we did Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, and we talked to some of you guys. And now when I see your comment on Instagram or Twitter or in the comment section, I know who you are. I remember your face. I remember you talking to us. So, you know, that's the thing we miss. But anyway, still very happy that the book is getting some sort of press, great press, actually. And that's how it is. And, you know, it might seem like something not that important, but it is our job, number one. And, you know, and you have to think, like, we just got an email from Penguin for all the authors out there and people who still have books coming out and they right. have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, at least our book came out and we did a little bit of it, but
we've been very fortunate.
We've been fortunate, but some people have books about to be published and they have no idea what they're doing. So anyway, so thank you so much. We really, really thank you guys.
We do very, very much. I want to ask one question. I'm going to throw Lorenzo a loop here. You don't have to answer it. I'm throwing it out to you guys because Lorenzo brought it up and we've been tossing the idea around. In the 14 years of what we've been doing, we have strenuously avoided doing this, but things are different now and we're looking for content. And Lorenzo said recently, he shocked me by saying this, what if we started doing some videos? So I'm asking you, what if we started doing some videos? You listen to us. I mean, if we're enjoyable enough to listen to, I don't know, would you watch a series of Instagram stories, or if we launched a YouTube channel?
I'm seriously thinking about a YouTube channel, and I'll tell you why. Because I discovered YouTube channels end of last year, and I noticed that you can do great things with it. And it would be nice to have like a live chat with you guys. You can ask questions and we answer, and then we can talk about things beyond the podcast, I guess. You can see our cats.
Right. Anyway, we could do fashion stuff. Right, we could do, that might be a better option for people who tend to ask us for style advice. We could, because that doesn't work for a podcast, and we never wanted the front page to be style advice. But go ahead.
No, I love the live, you know, video where you just sit there and you ask questions, answer questions, and all that, and you guys participate.
Do you want to see our big bearded faces with our cartoon voices?
Right. So we might start with that. We're still thinking about it. But anyway, that's
let us know.
Yes.
Okay. We are going to. Here's the rest of the podcast for you. Lorenzo's going to give you the rundown of the stuff he has been binging this week. None of it is in English, I should warn you right now.
Warn him.
As is Lorenzo's way. Then we're going to talk a little bit about all the celebrities who have hilariously been showing their asses this week because they do not know how to act when the attention has been taken away from them. We'll get into a little bit of some of the foibles of celebrity land this week, and then we're going to use that as a jumping off point to discuss how celebrities should be promoting themselves in this age of COVID-19. So, heady stuff, but we'll keep it light as we normally do. Okay, Lorenzo, what are you watching? Go.
So first of all, I want to say that we are going to review certain things that are coming up, like on Netflix, for example, the Madam C.J. Walker show. We are going to review those. So that's why I'm not talking about these here, because we will actually have a review on our site.
Oh, and just real quick, Star Trek Picard. I know I'm way behind. Well, part of that was because of our book tour. And also, right now, I'm working on an essay on the costume design of Picard. And it has sort of been hung up in my queue all week. It's very hard to focus. But I will get it done this weekend, I promise. And hopefully, it'll be out next week. So, all right. Back to you.
So, I've been watching a couple of shows. I mentioned actually on Twitter, and some of you guys know this already, that I'm a sucker for Nordic or, you know, Scandinavian shows in general. I just love the landscape, all that snow and all that, those mountains and so on. It's just funny because you watch these shows and they walk through all that stuff like there's nothing else. You know, there's no big deal. There's a gorgeous mountain behind them and snow and all that. But they, you know, just another day for them. Anyway, so I'm watching two shows. I watched two shows. The first one is called Valhalla Murders. Valhalla is V-A-L.
Valhalla.
Valhalla, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, there you go. The Valhalla Murders. So that's V-A-L-H-A-L-L-A. It's very interesting, actually. It's about this detective who he goes back to his native Iceland to help a team of detectives sort of like hunt a serial killer based on a mysterious photo that keeps showing up everywhere. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Anyway, that's the number one I recommend. And then I was talking about it on Twitter, and then someone said, have you watched Be Foreigners on HBO? And I had seen it, but I had never watched it. So I watched it, and it's awesome. Not great television, folks, but really amazing. It's from it's a Norwegian six-part TV series, and it's the premise is pretty much that these people from the past keep showing up, and then, you know, on modern Oslo. So it's very interesting. Like, they're, you know, they keep popping up and from the waters, and then just showing up, and they're from different periods of time, and they are forced to live with the you know, the contemporary, the modern community. So I thought it was a very interesting concept, the idea of having these, you know, Stone Agers showing up, and people from the 1800s showing up and have to adapt to the new world and you know, bring their habits to and so on. And then of course there's a lot of conflict and stuff. I loved it. Watched the whole thing. I actually want more. I hope HBO has like a second season or something. But anyway, those are my suggestions for today.
Fantastic. I haven't watched any of them.
No, of course
not. But we're social distancing from each other. It's just smart. It's just good common sense.
Well, we have two TVs, so we watch different things.
I don't watch anything on TV anywhere. I watch everything on my computer.
Yeah, I can't do that. I still like a big screen anyway.
Okay, in the world of celebrity, and we said this, I don't know if we said it on our podcast, but I know we did say it when we were talking to Vanity Fair, checking my nails as I say that, the question was asked, what's going to happen now that there's, you know, there aren't red carpets anymore and that sort of thing. There aren't public appearances for celebrities anymore. And we said that that's not going to last. There's too much financially at stake for everyone to just stay in their homes and not do any sort of promotional work. It's just not going to last. There's contracts in place with fashion folks. There's contracts in place with publicists, that sort of thing. People are going to try and figure out in the world of celebrity how to continue doing what they do in this age. But before that happens, we bet a bunch of them are really going to make jackasses out of themselves before they figure it out. And within hours of us giving that interview, Vanessa Hudgens completely blew up. I think she'll be fine. In fact, in the few days since it happened, I don't think anything has happened to her.
No.
But she really stupidly got on, I guess, Instagram stories or whatever.
No, I think it was a Snapchat first or a TikTok.
Or maybe it was a TikTok, right, where she just basically whined about having to stay in and said, you know, yeah, people are going to die, but whatever. And here's when that came out, I turned to Lorenzo and I was like, this is hilarious because celebrities are going to show us their asses. They're going to all show us just how damn shallow many of them can be. Go ahead.
Here's the thing about this. She said some stupid thing, and that's fine, you know, to a certain extent. We all say stupid things, but then there were some celebrities like Christy Teigen coming out and say, you know, we shouldn't go after her, or, you know, poor girl, blah, blah, blah.
I like Christy Teigen
a lot. I love her, but come on.
Vanessa Hudgens will be fine.
Right.
My sister's walking into a critical care unit every night to take care of COVID patients, so dial it down, millionaires.
Right. And the thing is that, fine, you shouldn't go after them like you're going to kill them. That I understand that part.
No one said her career was over, right, but she said something damn stupid.
But you should point out to them and express your opinion that they are acting like jackasses.
Right.
You have the right to say that. Okay, fine. You think that was stupid that, you know, let it go. You know, she's just a little girl. No, she's 31. But anyway, that to me, that whole thing. But it's, again, it's celebrity protecting celebrity in a way.
They all do.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, God bless her, Gal Gadot
Oh, God.
She got all her pretty Wonder celebrity Woman. Friends together to croon at us about imagining a world with no heaven. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we won't even get into how awful that song is. I'm not even going to get into.
Yes.
It is an awful song. Has always been an awful song. John Lennon's Imagine I'm talking about here. I'm blaspheming, I know, but
I
hey.
Know.
Okay, boomer. And well, you've all seen it. I don't even have to explain what it is. She got a bunch of her celebrity friends together to stare into their iPhones with no makeup on and badly sing Imagine a cappella because I guess she thought it was like, you know, We Are the World or something like that. I don't know what she thought she was. Well, I mean, I'll stop right there. I did actually feel bad when the backlash started because I was like, I mean, if nothing else, this really was well-intentioned on her part, on all of their parts. But it was so obnoxious and it was so awful to sit through. Like, okay, fine, pull together for your fans or whatever, or do what you feel like you need to do, perform something to, but make it good. Like, that was just bad. It was hard to sit through. It was a terrible song. And the whole thing was obnoxious because literally everybody was singing from their mansions. It was all millionaires singing about imagine there's no heaven and no possessions.
Yeah, imagine
from their mansions.
Yeah, imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. Yeah, I can right now.
And
oh, my God.
It was just so misguided. Now, a lot of people came out and criticized it and said, you know, and this is valid, said, you know, rather than do this, how about you put up some money for
yes.
restaurant workers
yes.
or
yes.
for, you know, Uber drivers or whatever. And that's absolutely one way to go criticizing it. But my take was, our take was, and we did have this on the site, was be celebrities. Absolutely. I mean, what Gal and her friends were trying to do was not wrong. Celebrities should come together at a time of crisis and panic and tension and do what they can to entertain or soothe the public. They did this after 9/11. They did it during World War II. They did it all through the Depression. This is what they're there for. And I don't begrudge her or any of them thinking we should all sing something. It was just how it was presented and what they did that was so awful. It was just awful.
Here's the thing. I think they're probably bored more than most people because they have a lot of money and they don't have to worry.
And they're attention starved.
Yeah. So fine. If you want to have your little videos on Instagram or wherever, that's fine. I mean, Anthony Hopkins just posted a video with his cat playing the piano.
He posts them every week,
He does that every week, but it's lovely, adorable, because it's not too much self-absorbed, you know.
Right.
You're just doing something. Okay, I'm here. I'm playing the piano with my cat. If they all do stuff like that, I'm fine with that. But when you pick a song about, you know, imagine future and the countries and possessions and all that, come on.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, it's the tone. It's the tone, people. It's not so much the message, but it's how you do it. It's the same thing with Vanessa Hudgens. If you watch the video, it's not just what she's saying, it's how she's saying it.
Right. And it's coming from very privileged people.
Right. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. So, you know, go ahead, do your videos, whatever. But, you know, certain models, I don't want to name them, but they were like by the pool with the fire and like, you know.
Honestly, no, that does not bother me. People want, like, people were criticizing Kendall Jenner for doing that.
Well, right.
That's what Kendall Jenner does. So continue doing what you do. That's what your fans want.
Okay.
I think it's shallow bullshit, but I would rather celebrities try and do what they do it to the best of their ability mm-hmm. than try and, like, the Gal Gadot, that you're not a singer. This isn't We Are the World. So, get out, you know, do a video of you reading a Wonder Woman comic or interviewing Linda Carter, your bestie or whatever. There are ways that celebrities can be in front of cameras and in front of people during this time and actually provide a form of service
mm-hmm.
while making sure they get lots of attention. One of the things we've been talking about this week was what's going to happen now that there are no red carpets. Because stuff still needs to get promoted. Dresses are supposed to get worn. All this stuff can't shut down forever. I know it's shut down for now. But as long as celebrities have social media, And they all have people who can guide them, like agents and publicists and managers who can guide them away from doing stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Listen to the people around you and present yourself. Like, don't do it half-assed, I guess, is my point. Like, take some time. If you really feel like you need to be out there, you know, getting attention or entertaining the people, put on a cute outfit, turn to the camera and... you know, read from a book, sing a song that you're capable of singing, interview someone that one of your besties. And if you are a model, lounge by the pool in something fabulous. None of that bothers me. I don't feel like we should be turning on celebrities for being celebrities. I think we should be looking towards them for entertainment. And since they clearly don't know what they're doing, which I honestly don't blame them for that right now. None of us know what we're doing in these first weeks. But I do believe in the next couple of weeks, we're going to see like these new forms of photo calls or press conferences where everyone's doing it remotely. And, you know, someone gets to step out in front of a photographer wearing a dress and then sit down and answer questions on Skype from reporters or stuff like that. Stand on a rooftop for a photo call in the open air and have the photographer stand, you know, 10 feet away. These things can be done.
That's true.
And people will snatch that shit up. We did go to the photo wires this week to see if there was anything. And there's pictures, there's paparazzi pictures of celebrities like wearing masks and doing toilet paper runs, which obviously we're not going to take, we're not featuring that on our site.
No.
And celebrities should not be out doing like fashion sidewalk sachet type things. Rita Ora was out several times this week in London. She was clearly trying to get press. And we were starved for content. And she was in these goofy-ass outfits. But we didn't buy the pictures and we didn't feature them because I was like, yeah, I'm not going to promote this idea that if celebrities go out in public endangering themselves and everyone else, that we'll give them coverage.
Right.
There has to be ways of figuring this out. And I think rather than wandering the streets in outfits, you get up on a hotel rooftop somewhere and have a photographer stand really far away from you. Or you put on a cute outfit and have a little press conference. These people all have gorgeous homes.
Right.
Beautiful, well-lit homes. They also probably have really good cameras. They can figure this out. Right. The people who do like the morning shows are all doing it from their apartments and shooting it themselves. The people, like even Jimmy Fallon is trying to put out, and Colbert are trying to put out talk shows.
I was watching NPR and they're working from home.
Right. So celebrities, you can do this.
I'm not watching, listening to NPR.
You can figure out how to launch your own red carpet, your own press conference, your own photo call. Everybody else in television is starting to figure this out. You guys need to figure it out. So listen to your uncles here. Listen to Papa Tom and Papa Lorenzo. I know. Actually, Lorenzo's like, don't.
Anyway.
But we have a little expertise on how people should present themselves and some thoughts on how you guys should do it. So, I forgot to mention. Oh, I meant to put it in the tea lounge. Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon just launched a podcast, Staying at Home, and it's super charming. Stuff like that, celebrities, launch a podcast.
Right, we tweeted about it. So
do Instagram live stories, but none of this weird, like, hostage video shit. I'm sorry, but celebrities, we don't want to see Vanessa Hudgens sitting on the edge of her bed with a wine bottle. We don't want to see all of you with no makeup on earnestly singing to us about our possessions. Like, figure out how to show us a little glamour, a little razzle dazzle. It really is what you're here for. It really is what people need right now. This sort of earnest band-aid, we are the world style of celebrity. No, that's only going to make people panic or cringe more.
Right.
Do something fun. If you're a stand-up comic, you know, do a 5-minute set, you know, and put it on Instagram Live or put it on YouTube. People will share that stuff.
Right. And the back to the podcast, Nanjiani.
Kumail
Nanjiani and Emily V. Gordon. The podcast is called Staying with Emily and Kumail and it's awesome. And also, they are raising money. The podcast is to raise money for various charities.
That's the other thing. Like, if you want to help celebrities, put together a 5-minute video that dazzles us either with all the pretty dresses in your closet or you doing a reading from a book or doing 5 minutes of jokes or juggling or something. Put together a 5-minute act to raise money. and everyone will love you for it. But be celebrities. Don't be afraid to be celebrities. God, I mean, if you look at World War II, they weren't afraid. They were. They put on their gowns and their makeup, and they served pure Hollywood glamour directly to the soldiers who needed it the most. So don't be afraid of that. Stop trying to be, you know, humanitarians about this. Go ahead and seek that attention, but give us something in return. Right. Dazzle us, raise some money, raise awareness about people who need help right now. But don't whine to us that you can't go to Coachella. And don't try to sing to us about our possessions, because it's going to make us want to burn your mansions down. I am dead serious.
On that note.
On that note, we can all buy 3D printers and make guillotines from our houses now. Just a note to remind everyone out there.
Oh,
no.
Dear God. Anyway.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Are you checking the time? Is this long enough?
I just want to thank everyone, really. And, you know, come to our site. We're still posting as much as we can, trying to be very creative.
We've got some costume posts coming up next week.
Yes, we do.
And some more interesting. This first week was sort of, well, how do we do this? How do we figure it out? But I think we kind of got the handle of it. And next week, I think we're going to have some very interesting content for you guys.
Yes, surprise.
But it's going to take some planning. All right. Until then, hunker down.
Yes.
Stay safe. Reach out to each other, the people who need it in your lives most. Try and support your local workers, whether they're restaurant workers or drivers or, you know, the people who cut your hair. And until then, we love you and we mean it.
Please stay home.
And thank you for all your support.
Yes, thank you.
All right, stay home. Bye-bye.